Welcome to Topic 6, Personalizing Without Losing Christian Meaning. One of the great opportunities in modern wedding ministry is personalization. Couples do not usually want a ceremony that sounds copied, cold, or generic. They want the ceremony to sound like them. They want their story, their families, their hopes, their setting, and their personalities to be reflected. That desire can be good. A Christian wedding ceremony should not sound like the bride and groom are strangers to the officiant. The ceremony should be warm, personal, and human. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. Their story matters. Their families matter. Their joy matters. Their wounds, hopes, and future calling matter. But personalization has a boundary. The couple's story is real, but it is not sovereign. Christian marriage is not created by the couple's preferences. It is received from God's creation design, revealed in Scripture, affirmed by Jesus, and witnessed by the church. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. That means personalization must serve covenant. A Christian officiant asks more than, what would make this ceremony feel meaningful? The better question is, how can this ceremony honor the real story of this bride and groom while bringing that story under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ? For example, a couple may want a ceremony that includes humor, a favorite song, a unity ritual, family participation, or a story about how they met. These may be beautiful additions. But the officiant must discern whether those additions clarify covenant or distract from it. A funny story may be welcome unless it embarrasses the bride or groom. A family tradition may be meaningful unless it communicates a spiritual message that conflicts with Christian faith. A unity ritual may be helpful, unless it becomes more central than vows before God. A personal vow may be touching, unless it promises what no human being can honestly guarantee. A Christian wedding minister must gently guide the bride and groom away from private truth language. We should avoid phrases like, this marriage means whatever you want it to mean, or today you create your own truth. That language does not belong in Christian ceremony design. Instead, we can say, your story is a gift, and today that story is being brought into God's covenant design for marriage. This is where Christian philosophy helps us. Marriage is not reducible to romance, beauty, family approval, legal status, emotional chemistry, or ceremony style. It is a many-sided, created reality under God. It includes body, vows, law, love, faith, household, public witness, history, beauty, and worship. Ministry sciences also helps us notice that ceremony words form expectations. What we say publicly at the wedding can shape how the bride and groom imagine marriage. If the ceremony teaches that marriage is mainly personal happiness, the couple may carry that assumption forward. If the ceremony teaches covenant faithfulness, forgiveness, holiness, friendship, embodied love, and Christ-centered formation, the ceremony becomes a beginning point for discipleship. So personalize the ceremony, use the couple's names, tell their story truthfully, mention their hopes, honor their families wisely, choose scripture that fits, create beauty, speak warmly, but never let personalization become Lord. Beauty serves covenant, personalization serves truth. Technology serves wisdom, the ceremony serves Christ. A personalized Christian ceremony should sound personal because it is rooted in real people. And it should sound Christian because it is rooted in God's design. That is the art of personalizing without losing Christian meaning.